Adam strung up from a beam in the dovecot. She's been weeping in there ever since. If Mr. Davington had known about it, he'd probably not have bought the place. Penny supposed that every old house had its legends. She was surprised that Percy and Si took it so seriously. Surely someone who'd heard the story was playing games, pointless though it might seem. Someone with a grudge. She resolved to visit after dark one night with a torch and flush out the culprit. It was the least she could do after all Percy and Si had done for her. So one clear March evening, Penny found herself creeping across the moonlit courtyard towards the dovecot. Somewhere, a solitary dog barked. As she approached the dilapidated entrance, there came the sound, faint at first, of hopeless sobbing. It increased in volume as Penny tiptoed inside. She switched on her torch and flicked a beam around the interior. There were no hiding places. The dovecot was empty. That night, the desolate weeping Penny had heard kept her from sleep. Her thoughts ranged over the possibilities. Could some kind of sound system have been installed in the dovecot? What motive would provoke such a thing? How might a hoaxer produce something that sounded so genuine?